Good morning. Welcome to Oscar Chat. My name is Sasha Stone. I am the founder and main content contributor and writer and editor of awardsdaily.com. Good morning, Oscar watchers. I am doing my first official morning chat while I walk my dogs, and I have to give you some background information on that, which is that I have two dogs. One is Jack. I found him as a puppy on my way up to Telluride. And I raised him as a puppy, and he's a really great dog. The other is Luna. She's a little 3-year-old, tiny little terrier mix that I got at a shelter. And she was there for 2 weeks, and nobody wanted her. And that place is horrible. I mean, the poor little dogs bark and yelp and moan and cry all night long. And, I mean, it's got to mess with their heads. And the reason I bring it up is that Luna still has issues. So when she sees other dogs, she makes yelping, barking noises, and she freaks out, basically. So the reason I tell you that is because it's going to happen one of these times. You're going to hear it. So I don't want you to think I'm abusing my dog. She just can't handle it when she sees other dogs. For whatever reason, she whimpers and cries. And she's a cute little doggy, and I love her dearly. One of the nicest things that ever happened to me in my life was getting her. But that's a little bit of a problem. We're going to figure it out eventually. You know, I've gotten enough scolding looks from dog owners, and I've gotten enough lectures from people about what I should do, that at some point I have to take care of it. But I want to make sure she's comfortable and safe. And I sort of have this weird idea that with enough love, she'll stop. But so far she hasn't. So we'll see. I haven't had her a year yet, and we're going to try that out. Anyway, so that's all that's about. So I just want to warn you that that might happen. Just ignore it. It's really loud and really obnoxious and scary. And then we'll go from there. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about three things. First is the results of my trial ballot that I've been doing with Marshall Flores, who's Statsgasm guy. And we were interested to see what would happen if we took out Call Me By Your Name, to see how the rankings would go. Because it did so well, and it obliterated all other choices. And if we don't think that movie is going to win, then where are we left with, you know? So this is just a preliminary poll, as you know. We're going to be doing them later. The people who vote in them now are people who've seen all the movies, which can tend to mean that they're people who are interested in the Oscar race, or, you know, and their opinions, while valuable, are not as helpful for me when I'm trying to figure out what movie has vast crossover appeal. So anyway, we're still ongoing, but we did some preliminary counting and with 5 movies, and we did the DGA 5, because historically, films that were nominated for the DGA have a much better chance of winning Best Picture than any other stat winning Best Picture. And of course, the SAG Ensemble matters, but there are two or three films this year that were nominated for that have no chance of winning. But basically, any film that was nominated for the DGA has a chance of winning Best Picture. So we both counted out the numbers, and I came out with 3 films in the end. It was Get Out, Dunkirk, Shape of Water. And by my poll, Dunkirk came out the winner. And by Marshall's count, Get Out came out the winner. So, I mean, it really depends on, for me, Dunkirk came out the winner, and then Shape of Water and Get Out competed for the second place spot. And when I first did it, they were completely tied. So I'm going to do it again with a new count to see how it is now that people have added to it. But it's really going to be more useful to me later, like right before the ballots go out or after the ballots, because that's when you get a sense of where people's minds are. And the publicity team behind Lady Bird is really pulling out the stops. I mean, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that they're the best in the business. They are the spotlight people, the crash people, you know, all the two top bring it on home publicists are both on Lady Bird. And so far, it didn't win a single Critics' Choice. But don't count it out to win something. That will bring me to our next discussion. But first, I just want to finish this out really quickly. What I found with Lady Bird was, in the poll, was that people put it at number one, a pretty decent amount of people. But it didn't pick up votes down ballot. It didn't pick up second and third and fourth. So what that tells me is, at least right now, that people are guilt voting it into number one because they want to help a woman, quote unquote. Don't do us any favors, guys, okay? But that's what it told me, was that they didn't have real admiration for the film so much as they wanted to do a nice thing. They wanted to be a good person and put it at number one, but it didn't gain, because unlike Call Me By Your Name and Get Out, it didn't have those second and third place votes. So that brings me to, anyway, I'll tell you what I find out finally when I can count. I really needed a bigger sample size, but I only had about 100, so, but I don't think that's very reliable. Anyway, so the whole good people doing good things thing is a big deal in the Oscar race. It's not just the movies that they choose, it's how they vote. So, you know, we've seen many films or screenplays win because people want to do the right thing. They want to be good. And that's an admirable quality. It doesn't really have much to do with which script is best. It just has to know what they want to do with their vote, which is do something good or not do something good, right? They're not voting on that was a really great screenplay. We know that because a lot of the greatest screenplays that ever have been written didn't win. So the Writers Guild happening tonight starts at 5. Three of the films up for Best Picture in the original screenplay category. That's Get Out, Lady Bird, and Shape of Water. The other two are I, Tonya, and The Big Sick. They're not expected to win because they don't have Best Picture nomination. So, I mean, I suppose it's always possible that some kind of freak accident could occur and one of them could win. But really, the smart money's on the three that are nominated for Best Picture. So here's what you need to know about that. My guess is that Lady Bird's going to win there because of the good people doing good things. I don't think anyone thinks it's the best screenplay. It's fine. She wasn't setting out to make Citizen Kane, but people want to be good with their vote. They want to do something nice. It's a good screenplay. It's fine. You know, but she's not winning because of the screenplay. She's winning because either she caught the zeitgeist for not just the Me Too movement, but she herself is being celebrated the way, say, Ben Affleck was during Argo. It's the halo effect, you know? So that could carry her through to the win. If it's Get Out, that's incredible. Deserves it. That is, to my mind, an original, brilliant screenplay that deserves recognition. It's the one that would get my vote if I was voting, for sure, without question. I'm not sure if it's gonna win. I mean, I feel like people are weird the way they decide votes. They might go, oh, well, Moonlight won last year. That's a black writer, so I'm not going to pick another black writer. I'm going to pick a woman this time. Maybe they vote that way, but I don't know. It just happens that Jordan Peele deserves it. Will he win? I don't know. Okay? So the third one is Shape of Water, and if that wins, holy shit, because then you know the love is real for that movie, and that it has a really good chance of winning Best Picture, even without the SAG stat. Even without the National Board of Review top 10. It could win just on its growing popularity as the season wears on, as more people see the movie, feel it. It is a rebuke of the Trump era, unlike Get Out, which is a little more look at yourself in the mirror, pal, you know? It's like time for some self-reflection, which is brave and honest and incredible, but it's not targeting Trump and his folks. Obviously, Lady Bird doesn't even go anywhere near there. on purpose. I'm not faulting her. She might make Citizen Kane someday. I hope she does. I mean, I think she's talented as hell. But that's not what she was trying to do here. So I'm not going to sit there and fault her for it. It's just that it's not an ambitious... I mean, it's a good story about a mother and a daughter, and it's her world, and it's funny, and, you know, it's all those things. And there are a lot of people, by the way, who, like, for them, Lady Bird just defined who they are. Chris Tapley's one of those. He, like, put out a post last night, I guess, because Greta Gerwig was doing some American Cinematheque thing. And it was just like, heart, 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 Lady Bird, heart, 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 heart. Loves it, right? Jeff Wells at Hollywood Elsewhere loves Lady Bird. To them, like, he thinks it's like the 400 blows, okay? So, I don't know. I mean, maybe other people feel that way too. Only thing I can say about it is that I'm getting out of the way of these two publicists. I'm not even going to try to second guess them or compete with them or anything, because you lose if you do that. You know, they're good at what they do. And they know how to build momentum for something. They know how to work the back channels. That's why you shouldn't be surprised if Lady Bird wins. On the other hand, Jordan Peele is also very popular. People really like that movie. And it has crept into the consciousness of our culture. People talk about the sunken place. People have done art about the sunken place. People say funny things like, I would have voted for Obama 3 times. And everybody knows what that means. So there's a difference there. Shape of Water is the rebuke of the Trump era. It is 100% about immigration, about the other, about, you know, Guillermo del Toro is a filmmaker from Mexico, and here's Donald Trump, you know, basically calling all Mexican immigrants rapists and drug dealers and moochers, and, you know, it's just horrible. And del Toro's rebuke of that is here beautifully in The Shape of Water, where we get the other as personified by a creature from the Black Lagoon kind of character, and his, you know, Eliza Esposito, his love match, who's also part sea creature or whatever, spoiler alert. But he very purposefully makes the heroes in that movie the underclass, you know, the cleaning crew, you know, poor people. You know, he's very strong on segregation, racism, homophobia, marginalized people. So it's beautiful, Shape of Water. I mean, it's probably, of all 5 of them, completely the most accomplished screenplay. It's funny. You know, it's rich storytelling. And it really means a lot. I mean, it's almost as though it was adapted from a novel. That's how rich and dense it is. So I wouldn't be surprised if that one wins. I would be shocked if Lady Bird doesn't win, you know, just because she's the girl of the moment, and that's that, you know. And when she does win, that'll set our whole plans for the Oscars awry. And we have the BAFTAs next week, and we're coming off the heels of this. Once they see that Greta Gerwig has won, the Writers Guild should probably win the screenplay award at the BAFTA, maybe. I don't know. But look, Three Billboards is not up for screenplay because it did not qualify. And that's the last thing I want to talk about with you fine people. And that is this bizarre backlash that is happening with Three Billboards. And the thing is that we're in an era not unlike the Salem witch trials, in that we're living in fear, you know, fear of ourselves becoming and being racists, you know, fear of sexual harassment and abusers lurking in our midst. And the way that it's like the Salem witch trials is that the Puritans were very afraid of evil. They were afraid of the devil corrupting them. And when your village is gripped by fear, everybody becomes a potential target. And we're sort of in that era right now. I mean, La La Land was not an intentionally racist film. Damien Chazelle is obviously not racist. And it wasn't that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote his op-ed in The Hollywood Reporter. It wasn't that he expressed himself. He had every right to do that. It was an interesting piece and an interesting take. The discussion around La La Land was good. It wasn't that. It was how it caught fire with the white community and how they felt like, I want to be a good person doing a good thing, and I'm worried that if I like this movie, people are going to think I'm a racist. And, you know, that balancing act, you know, because everybody will tell you, you know, shun you, flog you, if you say, I'm not a racist. They say, the more you say you're not a racist, we know you're a racist. We know it. So it's really hard to defend yourself once you're caught in that loop. And everybody says, the best thing to do is just shut up and listen. Yeah, I know I am shutting up and listening. But, well, okay, here comes the barking dogs. All right, well, that wasn't so bad. The thing is that it bothers me that people are so weird about Martin McDonagh and Three Billboards. I'm talking about black writers, Ira Madison or whatever. He has a right to, obviously, say whatever he wants. And his opinion is different than mine. His perspective and life experience is different than mine. And you can trust him as a valid judge of, you know, whether something is offensive to him or not. But it's just weird to me when white people are like, oh, no, that was a very, very terrible film. You know, it's just, come on, people, really? This is bizarre. Like, you know, Detroit was shunned by the white critics because a couple of people complained about it being exploitive, like one critic. Sofia Coppola was called a racist because of The Beguiled. She took out the black character because she didn't think she could write it adequately, because it would be exploitive. You know, I mean, at some point we have to just say, guys, you know, this is like weird. We have to get a grip. You know, we have to get a grip, and we have to understand that there is evil in this world, but, you know, it's not among us. And all the amount of self-flogging and all the banishing of a movie like Three Billboards is not going to fix racism in this country. It's not going to fix mass incarceration. It's not going to fix Trump. It's only going to, like, punish an artist or two and give you a false sense of power. And it's wrong to punish artists like that. It sets us up to really be what the right accuses us of in, you know, fascist and censoring work and art. I don't think anybody wants to dwell in that world. And if you go back and watch all of our films over the past 100 years, you're going to find a lot of problematic stuff, you know? And we have to find in our hearts a more forgiving nature, a more understanding and compassionate way of dealing with stuff like this. It wasn't my favorite movie, but once people started to attack it, I grew much more fond of it, only because I felt like he was being unfairly maligned, and still is. And I think there's something really wrong with that. I understand people are angry, but they're targeting the wrong place and the wrong people. That's all. If Three Billboards can somehow overcome that, with the tutting of the, you know, snooty white critics. I don't know if it can, maybe it will. But if it did, it is also a film that is really broadly well-liked. It's won the SAG Ensemble, it won the Globe Picture. It could do really well at the BAFTAs. I don't know what the buzz about it's going to be, but I do know that you can count on the fact that people in the film industry are on the left. They're basically the people that Jordan Peele made Get Out about. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, and first of all, they don't really need our pity. They don't need our condescension. And they don't need us trying to co-opt their point of view and their conversation and their protest. They have a right to it. It's their voice. You know, we don't have to pretend like it's our voice. Something I learned over the last year. I used to be one of those people that really did feel like it was my place to champion the voice of black artists, but it's not. Never really was. So, I learned an important lesson. I hope everyone can, and I just want the people on the left to realize that policing ourselves when we're already good people, doing the best we can, is really a waste of energy. And it's only helping the right help us destroy everything that we have, everything that we've built, and who we are. Can't do that. We have to get a grip and be reasonable. And I hope that we do soon, before the elections. The Oscars are meaningless, you know. They want to give Greta Gerwig a gold statue and pat themselves on the back for appreciating women in film. Good for them. But I hope Jordan Peele wins for Get Out, because I think, for me personally, that movie had the most impact on how I think about the world. And it really did change the conversation in a lot of ways. And I think that's powerful. So that's my pitch. That's my chat. Love you guys. Sorry I'm such a crazy person. Sorry I have crazy dogs. And I will catch you tomorrow for our big podcast with Marshall and Ryan and Jazz. Have a good Saturday.
To know.